we haven't decided yet. We're just going to give it tomorrow morning to see how the wicket turns out, and then we'll make our final determination then.
How do you expect this wicket to play?
Well, the last time we played here was a pretty good wicket against Bangladesh. Although the game didn't go the distance, it was still pretty good. And I remember the test match before that against India was also a pretty good wicket, so I don't expect anything different. There's some grass on the wicket, which is encouraging, and hopefully, you know, it holds together and it should be a good cricket wicket.
You bowled Bangladesh out 43, didn't you? So it's even quicker than England.
Yeah, it was a quick test match back then, you know. Credit to the bowlers, they've been doing a really good job over the last couple of years. Yeah, hopefully we can get stuck into the English again.
Has your job this week been keeping people's feet on the ground after the win, or actually do you want to harness the kind of the momentum and the feel-good factor and serve through this test?
I think, funny enough, you know, I was just asked the same question, and most of the guys are pretty focused on it. They're really hungry. We understood we didn't the last game, but that's gone. And I said that to the guys. The first thing I said to them was, that game is history. It's just a matter for us to move on and understand, you know, what we need to do in order to continue being consistent. I always speak about consistency in the dressing room, and I think in order to be consistent, we've just got to be, you know, hitting all three departments well over every time we step on the field.
The fact that you've beat England in Headingley two games before, and then obviously one here, do you kind of feel as though they're a team that you've got the wood over, that you've got some dominance in certain areas?
No, I wouldn't say that, man. Again, I try to focus more on what we need to do, and we just need to be consistent. You know, we're still down at number 8, and I just think it's a matter for us to continue to build the side. But you know, what's been encouraging is that we've seen glimpses that this team can, you know, perform and be top sides in the world. And you know, we've had personal success, and it's good to see us bringing it a little bit more together as a side. So hopefully we continue in that vein, and you know, the guys continue to be hungry for success.
I feel as though the pace of attack that did so well, obviously in the first innings, but perhaps put a bit of pressure on that allowed Rostam to do what he did in the second innings, has really got a chance to ram home that advantage here.
Yeah, we've spoken about that as well. You know, sometimes, you know, up front we expect the fast bowlers to really do the bulk of work in the first innings, and you know, as the pitch becomes a bit more worn and breaks up, you know, our spinners can come into effect. And it's really good to see that even although our seamers didn't get the wickets in the second innings, that we were able to, you know, build pressure from one end and allow Rostam to really express himself as things were happening for him. You know, so yeah, hopefully if we understand the context of the games and the scenarios a little bit better, and continue to build as a side, you know, more often than that.
Did it surprise you how uncomfortable Shannon made Joe Root look?
I wasn't surprised, you know, something that Shannon's done to many batsmen around world cricket. You know, he carries pace, and he was aggressive in our spell, which we answered him. And it was really good to see him come out after lunch, you know, after we were probably a little flat at lunch with England 2 down and over 100 as well. You know, we needed to break the partnership, and you know, Shannon really gave us that momentum, and it really came in after lunch, and it really hit him. It was really good to see.
Is this the sort of surface that could allow him to do something similar?
I don't think his surface has much to do with Shannon. You know, he's generally quick. He's quick, and he's kind of awkward as well too. So, yeah, you just expect Shannon to continue to run in. You know, he obviously had a bit of a toe injury in the last game, but that seems to have healed up quite nicely. So, yeah, we expect Shannon to be running in again tomorrow.
England have dropped Jennings. They've brought Stuart Broad back into the squad, and also they've changed one of the spinners around. When an opposition makes three changes after a game, do you feel like you've got them on the run a little bit, and you've got the heads scrambled a wee bit like that?
No, it wasn't aware of the change anyway. You know, it's just a matter for us to focus on what we need to do. You know, I'm not too caught up with what England's plans are. We just want to stick to what we know, what we want to plan, and execute our game plans to be honest.
Is Shane okay?
Yeah, Shane is all right. He's been troubled with a bit of a back. Well, I don't know if it's back spasms or what, but he has some back issues. But yeah, he seems to have settled down a lot, so he's good to go as well. So I think we've got a full complement of guys to choose from.
And Kyle Hope okay as well? Obviously, he's not with the squad, but you know what I mean?
I was speaking to Shea yesterday, and he actually mentioned it to me. From reports, I don't think anything is broken, so it's just a matter for them kept him in hospital overnight and try to assess him and see what's going on. But yeah, he seems to be all right.
What would he mean?